Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. If you remember in previous programs, I advised you not to attack Muslims in the word they used to refer to the Creator, the word Allah. And I presented to you a very powerful case. One of the points is the word Allah exists in my Arabic Bible. And all Arab Christians all over the world call God Allah. So don't attack Muslims by saying, you call God Allah, this is a false God, God's name Yahweh, and don't go that path. Why? Very simply, the gospel message to Muslims is not you worship a false God, is not Allah is a false God. Our message to the Muslims is simply presenting Jesus Christ in the most effective way possible. We are actually calling them to discover the depth of God's love toward them. We are encouraging them to enjoy a personal living relationship with God, to forsake their sins, repent, and not to rely on their work to gain God's forgiveness and the eternal life. This is really the important issues. We need to keep first things first. We need to discuss the most important issues before actually we lose them. I mean, if we discuss the most important issues, Jesus, and then we lost them, we have no apology to make, not our fault. But if we attacked them and lost them without sharing Jesus, I believe we could have done better. Our message must focus on Jesus. We have come to know God, my Muslim friend, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. You tell him, my Muslim friend, I came to know God, who God really is, when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, that he died to pay the penalty for my sins. My Muslim friend, through my faith in Christ, I have been forgiven by God, and I am experiencing right now the forgiveness of God for all of my sins. Through Christ, God adopted me. We have been adopted as the eternal children of God. And you too can become God's beloved child, of course, in a spiritual sense, born of his spirit. My Muslim friend, through Christ, I received the spirit of God. This is the gospel. My Muslim friend, do you enjoy God's presence within you? Most likely the Muslim will tell you no. Tell him, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for you on the cross, and you receive him in your heart, you will receive the Spirit of God, and you will enjoy God's divine presence within you. My Muslim friend, in Christ, I gained access to God's divine presence, and I feel, I experience his guidance. This is what the gospel really is, experiencing God's love and salvation and the assurance of a place in his eternal kingdom. Same thing when you meet a person that different than you in his faith. Like, let's say you met a Catholic person and he doesn't believe exactly like you believe. It is wrong to start attacking Catholic belief, attacking the Pope and the Catholic Church. I don't think this is the right approach to Catholic. If you want to do something different, this is totally up to you. You are free. But I'm just sharing with you, when I meet a Catholic, I celebrate the fact that we both believe in God, in Jesus Christ, and I focus on God's grace through my faith in Jesus' death, I experience God's forgiveness. The same thing. Someone who believes in God, but he doesn't really have any relationship with God, I don't attack. If he told me I believe in God, I don't tell him, no, you don't believe in God. You believe in fulfilling the desires of your flesh. You believe in making money. You believe in the wrong things. I don't do that. I tell him, I am glad that you believe in the existence of God. But have you ever experienced the forgiveness of God? Have you ever experienced God's presence? And I start getting into topics that will lead him to faith in Jesus Christ. I don't attack anybody, and I don't think you should. I tell Muslims, the God of the Bible is the Father who loves us and opens the door for us to draw closer to him and become his beloved children. The God the Bible presented to us is the Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed us through his death and resurrection and has made it possible for you and me to be forgiven for all of our sins right now through faith in Jesus Christ. He is the Holy Spirit who enters our hearts to join us now to God in an absolute oneness of being. And I try to use the little truth that Muslims have or atheists have, the little truth, use it as a stepping stone to the gospel. Why? Because truth to be taught can be learned easier through truth already known. I do that with anybody. Now, it is legitimate to use the statements which we agree with in the Quran as we use pro-Christian quote from any other respected book or leader. One may make the analogy that it is not necessary to agree with all the words and actions of Abraham Lincoln before freely quoting from his profound speeches. Because if we ask the question, is truth any less true if it is found somewhere else than the Bible? The right answer is no. Truth is truth wherever it may be found. I want to make a statement here that I heard from one of the Christian leaders, actually missionary. He said, some Christians want to live their lives within the sounds of pealing church bells. I prefer to establish a rescue mission within a yard of hell, to use anything you can use, as long as it is true, to get close to the person who doesn't know God, doesn't know Jesus, doesn't know who God is, and to help that person discover the depth of God's love toward him and discover the salvation that God wants to give him through faith in Jesus Christ alone. No compromise, yet using anything you can to construct a bridge and to use any truth the other persons have as a stepping stone to the gospel. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. Accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.